Hey, and thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Minnesota started the series with a slew of home runs and two wins against Miami. But last evening, the Fish salvaged the last game of the series with their big bats. Glenn Geffner, as always, is here to rewind.
Well, a seven-run seventh inning proves lucky for the Marlins tonight. They beat the Twins 10-3. They salvaged the final game of this three-game series here at Target Field. The Marlins have dropped a couple of tough ball games here to start this three-game series. But tonight, they came out swinging in inning number one against Irvin Santana, a leadoff single by Ichiro. With one out, an errant pickoff attempt sent Ichiro down to second base. He stayed at second when Christian Yelich bounced to short for the second out. So in the first inning, the Marlins needed a big two-out hit, and they got it from Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the pitch. And a hard line drive base hit out into left center. That's going to put the Marlins on the scoreboard. Here comes Ichiro around to score and gliding into second with an easy stand-up double into the gap in left center. Marcelo Ozuna with his 32nd run batted in, a two-out hit, and the Marlins lead 1-0.
So a lead for Tom Kohler before he threw a pitch tonight, and they would extend that lead in the second inning with two outs, nobody on. JT Realmuto singled. He was balked down to second base by Santana. And for the second straight inning, the Marlins got a clutch two-out hit, this one from Adani Echevarria.
And then you've got Santana at 127, sitting there with Joaquin Andujar. There's a ball lined softly out into right center. It's going to drop. Coming around third is Realmuto, and the Marlins lead 2-0. Boy, they have taken advantage of two miscues by Santana and lead 2-0.
The errant pickoff throw in the first inning helped Miami to a run. The balk in the second helped the Marlins to a run. And it was 2-0 in inning number two. Tom Kohler was perfect for the first three innings. He allowed a leadoff single to Eduardo Nunez in the fourth, but Nunez was caught stealing, so Kohler had faced the minimum through the first five in this ballgame, and he started the sixth with a 2-0 lead. He got the first man, struck out Oswaldo Arcia, and then he got Juan Centeno to ground his shorts, so two outs, nobody on, but Byron Buxton singled. Then another base hit, this one from Eduardo Nunez, and the Twins had two on with two out for Robbie Grossman.
Grossman has grounded out and struck out. Swings here, and a fly ball, well hit to right center, going back off the wall. Playing the carom is Ozuna. Home to score is Buxton. Home to score is a tying run, Nunez. This one's tied at two, just like that. Three straight two-out hits in the sixth inning, and we're back to square one.
And Kohler would eventually escape that sixth inning. He intentionally walked Joe Mauer. Threw a wild pitch to put men at the corners, but then Trevor Plouffe bounced out, and it was 2-2 into the seventh. But in the seventh, the Marlins' luck turned after Derek Dietrich grounded out on a nice play at second base by Dozier for the first out. The Marlins' bats got going. First, a single from JT Realmuto, then a single from Adani Echevarria, and the Marlins had two men on back to the top of the order for Ichiro. He's at 330 all time against this pitcher, Santana, and there's one looped out to right center, in for another hit for Ichiro. Around third, coming home, Realmuto. Etch is digging for third base, and Ichiro comes through again. It's his third consecutive multi-hit game against the Twins, and this hit gives the Marlins a 3-2 lead in the seventh. That go-ahead hit is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. But the Marlins are just getting going, first and third, when the starter for the Twins, Irvin Santana, let one get away. May holds the belt. Now the 0-2 to Prado, and he takes the dirt, gets away from the catcher, breaking through the plate, Echevarria, a backhand toss, and Etch is going to score on a wild pitch. Ichiro to second, it's 4-2 Marlins. But the bats are just getting started. Man at second for Martin Prado. Ichiro again off of second. Look back there by May, now a second check. 2-2 pitch, line drive left center. That's going to split the gap and roll to the bullpen wall. Ichiro touches third, he'll come home. Prado digging for second. He's got a double. It's a three-run seventh inning for the Marlins, and Miami leads it 5-2. That was the fourth consecutive hit in the inning. Christian Yelich then with one for the thumb. Prado off of second again, a 2-2. Yelich fly ball to left. That's going to send Grossman back. Turns around on the track. He'll play it off the wall. Prado touches third. He'll come home. Yelich in its second with an RBI double. It's a four-run inning and a 6-2 Miami lead. But the Marlins still weren't done. The next man up, looking for his third hit of the night, Marcelo Ozuna. 2-2 to Ozuna. Shot up the middle, base hit center field. Yelich around third. He's going to score as the Marlins continue to pour it on against Minnesota in the seventh. 7-2 Miami. Trevor May done. Taylor Rogers into the game. He struck out Giancarlo Stanton at that point. The Marlins had had six consecutive hits before the Stanton K. Then, to the plate, step pinch hitter Chris Johnson. As a pinch hitter, 4-for-16 with a homer, and there's a fly ball deep to right. Back goes Kepler onto the track, looks up, and it is gone, a home run. He just got it over the wall and right. A two-run pinch hit home run for Chris Johnson, and the Marlins have broken it wide open here in the seventh. It's a seven-run inning and a 9-2 Miami lead. Well, Miguel Rojas then came to the plate and singled. JT Realmuto was hit by a pitch. And finally, Danny Echeverria lined to short to end the Marlins' seventh inning. Miami sent 12 men to the plate. The Marlins with their biggest inning of the season, seven runs on eight hits, and they had untied a 2-2 game. They took a 9-2 lead into the bottom of the seventh. Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen, worked a scoreless inning. In the top of the eighth, facing Phil Hughes, Marlins got three straight one-out hits. Martin Prado, Christian Yelich, then Marcelo Ozuna again. Ozuna's got three of the hits, make it four as he singles sharply past the dive of the second baseman into right field. Coming around third, Prado, he's going to score, and it's 10-2 Marlins. Marcel Ozuna is 4-for-5, and he's just knocked in his third run of the game. Big night for the Big Bear. The Marlins got a 1-2-3 eighth inning from Dustin McGowan, a couple of strikeouts. A.J. Ramos hadn't pitched since Sunday with a travel day Monday, and then a couple of losses here Tuesday and Wednesday night, so A.J. started the ninth in a 10-2 game, and he was a little bit rusty. He allowed a base hit to the pinch hitter Eduardo Escobar after a strikeout of Trevor Plouffe. Brian Dozier singled. Byung-ho Park then singled. A pass ball brought a one run home. Then Max Kepler walked, and A.J. had suddenly thrown 22 pitches. It was time to get him out of the ball game. He left with the bases loaded, one out. Brian Ellington came on, and he induced a 5-4-3 double play from Juan Centeno, and this one belongs to the Marlins. 10-3 the final. For Miami, 10 runs on a season-high 18 hits, no errors, 8 men left. For the Twins, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They strand 5. Tom Kohler, the winning pitcher, he improves to 4-6. TK went 6 innings tonight, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits with a walk and 6 Ks, 89 pitches, 55 strikes. Irvin Santana takes the loss. He's 1-6, tagged for 5 runs on 9 hits and 6 and a third. No walks, 3 Ks. He threw 103 pitches, 70 strikes, also committed a balk. Miami is 31 and 29 with the victory. Marlins are now 17-13 on the road. Time of the game, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and 18,792 go home disappointed as the Marlins beat the hometown Twins 10-3.
The team goes further west on this road trip. Tonight they'll play in Arizona, where 24 Fish family members will join them on one of two annual Fish family trips. Learn more about all the benefits at marlins.com/fishfamily. Today's podcast code in Phoenix is RJ Way for Randy Johnson and the new name of the street on which Chase Field lies. We've got you covered from beginning to end on the Marlins Radio Network with Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck at 9:10 Eastern, first pitch at 9:40. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner will have the call. You can listen on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.